Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name is chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm definitely vote.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
I think a strong Democrat now.
In the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote, President Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
I'm 73.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
I'm white.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional election in November 2024, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
How about a 10?
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Very much approve.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important issue, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first issue is banning assault weapons. From 0 to 10, how important?
It's got to be a 7 or 8.
Okay. The next one, addressing immigration and border security. From 0 to 10, how important?
About a 4.
Combating climate change and protecting the environment. From 0 to 10?
That's a 7.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy?
No, I'd say a 5.
5. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
That one's going to be a 7.
7. The next one, protecting voting rights and democracy, from 0 to 10?
Protecting what?
Voting rights and democracy.
Oh, a 7.
Banning TikTok, the application TikTok, from 0 to 10, how important?
2.
Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
A 6.
And the last one, improving K-12 education from 0 to 10.
I think that's a 10.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time. Do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you, yes or no?
Oh, it's a yes or no answer, huh? I'd say yes.
Okay. And now I'd like to read your feeling towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The first one, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
I think a 90.
YouTube, the application YouTube, from 0 to 100?
Oh. No, I'd say 75.
75? Mark Zuckerberg from 0 to 100?
About a 60.
Cornel West from 0 to 100?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. Cory Booker, do you recognize the name? Cory Booker.
Yes.
From 0 to 100, how would you rate Cory Booker?
About 85.
85. Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general, from 0 to 100?
Oh, again, 75.
X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, they should have never changed it to X. 50.
50, okay. TikTok, the application?
Probably a 60.
60. Charlemagne the God? From 0 to 100?
I'm not sure about her. I don't know. I don't know her.
Okay. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
A 0.
And Republicans in Congress, from 0 to 100?
About a 2.
2, okay. And now, I know which is still a way off, but the decisions for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West. For whom will you vote?
I would Biden.
And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
I like him. I think he's doing a good job, better than I've seen any of the other ones even attempt.
Okay. And changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. This is basically a last part of the survey. Thank you so much for your help. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
I'd say maybe a fair amount.
And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
More of a threat.
And somewhat more of a threat, or much more of a threat?
Oh, somewhat more.
And which of the following is closest to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
I think it should be more.
More regulated. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Foreign tech companies, U.S. law enforcement, North Korea, Russia, the U.S. government, big U.S. tech companies, or China?
Can I have more than one answer?
If you have to pick one of those, which one do you think is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy? Foreign tech companies, law enforcement, North Korea, Russia, U.S. government, big U.S. tech companies, or China?
The tech companies.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? Instagram, multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, less than once a month, or not at all?
I don't use that at all.
At all. TikTok, the application?
Once or twice a month.
At X, formerly Twitter?
I try not to use it, but there are certain things I do like to watch on it. So.
But about once a month, multiple times a
month?
Yeah,
about once, twice a month, maybe.
Okay. Facebook?
Oh, all the time.
Multiple times a day or about once a day?
Yeah, multiple times. Multiple times a day.
Okay. And the last one, YouTube.
YouTube, about at least
multiple
twice a day.
Times a week. Oh, okay. Oh. And as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? Learning new skills, accessing unfiltered news and information, learning about businesses and products, organizing, communicating with and hearing from your community, connecting with people who share your views and values, or watching entertainment content?
You said YouTube?
TikTok user, which is the most important to you personally?
I just watch the things that are posted on it. I don't post anything on it. I just watch what's there.
Okay. But it's for learning new skills or watching entertainment content or learning about humorous applications. And now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. The first one, Meta keeps its users' data secure. Strongly agree with that. Someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
Some would agree.
X or Twitter keeps its user data secure. Strongly agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
Some would agree.
The next statement, TikTok plays a positive role in society.
Yes.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree, yeah.
Okay. X or Twitter plays a positive role in society.
That's a medium, middle of the road thing.
Somewhat agree or somewhat disagree? What do you think?
There's not one in between that, huh?
No, I just have four options, I'm sorry. Somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Meta plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat agree.
And the last one, TikTok keep its users' data secure.
Somewhat agree.
And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president singing it to a lot? Yes, a lot. Yes, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
And I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden singing it into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I oppose the law.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I'd strongly oppose that.
And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who votes to ban TikTok from the U.S.? Much more likely to vote for, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote?
Probably somewhat less.
Okay. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They are trying to help their reach, special interest friends and donors. They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. Or the last two, they want to protect U.S. citizens' data security, or they are playing politics.
What was the last part there?
They're just playing politics here.
I don't think they really know exactly what they're doing there with that.
And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. News website or apps, print newspapers or magazines, national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, talk or news radio, music and entertainment sites, new aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, YouTube, local TV news, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, cable TV news, such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, or none of the above.
Okay. I do ABC, NBC, CBS, Facebook.
Newspaper. Okay.
I do read articles in the newspaper, but not so much. It's more I do listen to MSNBC.
Okay. And what about news websites or apps?
No, I don't like those.
No. Okay. So social media, cable TV news such as MSNBC and national evening networks like ABC, CBS, and NBC, correct?
Right.
Thank you. And the last two questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college, college graduate, or postgraduate?
I've got a bachelor's degree.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.